29. Looming Storm. Howard, May 22, 2020, Vulcan. I stood outside the courtroom taking deep breaths. I had an almost uncontrollable urge to drop a rock on the building. I'd expected nastiness. Ms. Benning had warned me that the children's strategy would be based on attacks. Knowing it and being subjected to it were two different things, though. To listen to their lawyer, I was some weird cross between Rasputin, Svengali, Machiavelli, and Lucifer. They hadn't quite accused me of drugging and brainwashing Bridget, but they'd sure been trying to imply it. Ms. Benning came to stand beside me.
There will be more of the same after recess. Just remember that he's trying to get a rise out of you. To get you to make a mistake.
I smiled slightly. I have some advantages in that area. Indeed, during cross-exam, I had enabled the endocrine control system. Funny that the cloning process, even with all the different generations of heaven vessels, still included that subsystem. With the control on, I was only mildly concerned about Mr. Kistler's accusations and innuendo. And a good thing, right now I would happily reach over and crush his throat with one hand. Dr. Onagi came over to stand with us. I looked at him. Is it appropriate for us to speak? He looked at Ms. Benning, who smiled in response.
Not a problem. The hospital is named in their suit as well, so we're on the same side. What's on your mind, Dr. Onagi?
I don't trust them.
This is news? I raised an eyebrow at him.
No, I mean, beyond the obvious adversarial situation. In particular, the eldest daughter just seems like a real piece of work. I wonder if they lose the case, if she'll take it gracefully.
Ms. Benning's eyebrows rose.
You mean, as in sabotage of some kind?
Dr. Onagi nodded.
Oh, wow. I couldn't actually feel the blood drain from my face. No blood, after all, but the elevator-dropping feeling was definitely there. We could win and still lose.
This bears some careful thought,
Ms. Benning said.
Being found in contempt of a court order could prejudice your case. So don't do anything precipitous. Just the same.
We settled into an uncomfortable silence as we each stared into space.